Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Yes, I am. Thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. We've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight, and I certainly believe that all of you all will undoubtedly enjoy tonight's show. Just to get some housekeeping out of the way, my co-host, Miss Camilla Cross, is not going to be with us this evening. She has another engagement. So we're certainly going to miss her commentary over the air. But nevertheless, we certainly trust that you all will tune in with us, and we're still going to have a great show, and we wish Miss Cross the best at whatever her engagement is this evening. All right. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can catch us 20 minutes after this broadcast ends to listen to the show in its entirety. So having said that, we've got some other stuff that I want to be able to bring out to you. If you're a business person, by all means, you're certainly welcome to tune in to the broadcast and advertise your business free of charge. That's you know, my giving back to you all. But you must be able to call in and just speak to the issue of the story, and that's pretty much it. Tonight we're going to have filling in for Miss Cross is we're going to have Nicole. She's back by popular demand. If you all recall, she was on the show a few weeks ago, and she gave us her commentary, and we're so happy to have her back with us. We're going to bring her in and have her introduce herself formally and tell a little bit about herself, and then we're going to make sure that you press 1 early on your dial so you'll be able to get in. Nicole, thank you so very much for joining us. Tell our listening audience about you and what you provide.
Hi, how you guys doing? I am definitely in the house today. I am calling from West Palm Beach, born and raised. Yes, I've been in the county for at least over 30 years. Mentee over different AME churches, different youth department, just around.
Okay, awesome. So you're bringing some expertise. Let me just start out tonight, before we get into tonight's story. Tonight's topic, is there really value in simply listening? Is there really value in simply listening? When we do go to you all, we're going to call out the first 6 numbers of your phone number. So it's important that if you want to speak, press 1, and we'll be able to bring you in. Is there value in simply listening? I mean, you got some people that just talk. And sometimes, Nicole, have you ever made a phone call to a friend of yours or a family member, and you're calling them to tell them about something that's on your mind, and they completely take over the conversation without you even having a chance to tell what's the reason you're calling, you know? And you got something heavily on your mind, and they don't even give you a chance. Have you ever experienced that? And if so, how'd you handle that?
I experience that all the time. So when I call, I always call and I wait. And a lot of people don't wait for that response of, hi, how you doing, or they just keep going. And when I wait, once I wait and they start talking and they don't stop, I have to wait until they stop so that I can at least get it in. But by the time I get it in, they probably told me all about their problems because I've forgotten about my problems. And I was like, okay, you know what? I don't remember why I even called about it again. So it's like
right.
They're not really listening. They were probably waiting for someone to call them so they can vent, and you called at that time. And by the time you were calling for what you want to vent about, they need to vent at the same time. So it's like one of those situations.
I can concur with that. I certainly can't. Let's go to phone lines just before we go to tonight's story. And we're going to go to 757-615. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Nakia from Virginia. I made it on.
Oh, great, great. Nakia, thank you so very much, Nakia, for joining us. This right. Did I get it right, Nakia, right?
Nakia Perez.
Oh, Nakia Perez, yes. It's so good to have you, Nakia. Nakia, you have a business. You want to tell anybody about what it is that you do and how to get in touch with you?
Yes. So I have an online radio station where I advertise for businesses to come on and do, you know, we do commercials, we do advertisement, we do sponsorship packages just to help, you know, the communities to go out there and release your business worldwide. That's what I love about online radio. And so, you know, we're a Christian-based station, and our motto is to live in freedom every day. It's Christian Life Radio, living in freedom every day. And we believe in incorporating the word but making it practical in our lives, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, emotional, and that's what it's about.
All right. Awesome. Now, how do people get in touch with you? And we're going to go to the story right after we finish with you. How do they get in touch with you if they need to?
So we definitely have a Christian Life Radio Station Facebook page. You can get in touch with us there. You can also go on to www.lakiaministries.com. And on the webpage, you can leave us a message or you can call us at 757-615-3268.
Okay. All right. Having said that, we're so glad that you're here with us. And, Nicole, we're going to also ask you to stand by again if you all want to speak to the issue of the story. Press 1 on your dial. We're going to go right to the story in a moment. Tonight's topic is there really value in simply listening? Something that's hard for many of us to do. After all, God has given us two ears and one mouth, and perhaps we should take thought in that. All right, tonight's characters are three of them. It's Carl, Daisy, and Frank. Now, Carl and Daisy have actually been married for the past 11 years. They have three children, ages 3, 7, and 9. They have a very happy family and a home filled with love. Carl has an older brother, Frank. Frank is the key in this tonight's topic. Carl has an older brother, Frank, who has been married twice. Frank is 5 years older than Carl, but judging from his lifestyle, you would simply think that Carl is the more mature one. Frank and Carl are very close, not only as brothers, but as friends. Frank loves to tell Carl about all the problems he has, ranging from baby mama drama, child support payments, dating, job situations, and so many more things. Now, over the past 2 years, Frank has put somewhat of a strain on Carl and Daisy's marriage, in that he shares some of his problems with Carl in front of Daisy, who welcomes him to open up to them. Daisy really wants to hear this stuff. She likes this. Unfortunately, Frank is troubled with Daisy because she constantly interrupts him before he completes his never-ending thoughts on his problems. Not only does she interrupt, she is always giving him unsolicited advice and her opinions, which never run out. Frank has been sharing this lately with Carl about Daisy's interruptions and thinking that she has the answer for each one of his issues. He has asked Carl on more than one occasion to please speak with her about his concerns. Well, Carl actually spoke with Daisy by telling her that Frank is bothered with her in the way she presents her opinions and her unsolicited advice, and trying to constantly fix his issues. This has in turn upset Daisy. He's really made her mad now, and says that Frank should not come around anymore if she can't give him her 2 cents. Well, Carl feels she has misunderstood the matter and simply asks that maybe she simply listens to Frank along with him, and if she so desires, and perhaps Frank will figure things out for himself. That seems reasonable enough. So filling in for Ms. Cross tonight, Nicole, I want to ask you, why should Daisy get upset? I'm just asking here. Why should she get upset?
So she's upset with Frank and she confronts him. She may be upset with him based on previous experience or someone that she knew, someone Frank reminds her of, and she wants to get her opinion across to him to, you know, give a caring opinion, and it's like, it's annoying. It's not what he wants to hear, and maybe he can't take confrontation where someone confronts him, but he must remind her, or she must have been through something similar. She's just trying to forewarn him about, you know, what could happen, solution. You know, just offer solutions, and that's what happens sometimes.
But the thing is, I mean, he's not even asking for her opinion. Nicole, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. We're going to go to the phone line some more. Let me bring Lakia in, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Lakia, what do you think? I mean, you know, you're sitting there telling your problems. First of all, it's nice that they invite him into the home to do so. I mean, that's Carl's brother. But she keeps interrupting, and she's got these opinions and stuff, thinking that she can fix it. I mean, is there real value in simply listening? Lakia, what do you think?
Yes, it really is. Actually, I was about to say, it seemed like she need a counselor. But it sounds like she need to go sit on somebody's couch. But the problem is people that like to talk a lot, and they're just supposed to listen because he didn't even ask for her advice, opinion. People that talk a lot really are trying to solve other people's problems because they have issues of their own. And when they can't solve their own, they try to solve others. Usually the value in listening is that usually people, when they just talk and vent, they usually answer their own questions. They usually come to their own understanding. It usually brings an awareness that really it could have just came from them just because they opened up. And sometimes they just need a sounding board, not so much that a person needs to say anything. When people come to me, I tend to just be quiet, you know, because most of the time what they're asking me for, really they answer it themselves. And that's why the beauty of being quiet, so that you can allow them to help, that allows them to help them solve their own problems versus them saying, Kia said, or that person said, you know what, while I was talking to Kia, I came to this understanding that this, this, and this, and that. But that won't happen if the person that's supposed to be listening is always talking.
And that makes absolute sense. And there's something in law that lawyers have to go through. It's called the Socratic method. And that is where you ask a series of questions, and you're not even looking for always the answer, you know, directly. Right. Well, indirectly you will, but it's in asking those series of questions that the answers will come. And it's the same way that therapists do. A therapist will go out when I have clients, you know, I will ask them a series of questions to try to bring the answers out of themselves because it becomes subjective. And so I want you all to stand by. I think that that's a very good point that you both have brought out. Let's go to phone lines once again. Let's go over to 786-863. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us?
Hey, Doc. This is Deacon Anderson. How are you doing, man, brother?
We're doing great, Deacon Anderson. Deacon Anderson, is there any value in just somebody listening instead of trying to fix your problems all the time?
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is a value of listening. We have to understand there are three sides. I heard you guys say it's two sides, but there's three sides to every story. There's one from one end and another from another end, but then there's the truth, you know? So you really have to really, when a person is talking to you or venting, trying to talk to you about their problems, 9 out of 10, just like Lakia said, hey, they will solve their own problems. You know? Whatever the problem may have been, they know what they've been doing. They know what the other party's been doing.
Right.
And then the truth about it, you're sitting there listening. You just solve your own problem.
That's it. That's it. Deacon Anderson, we're going to ask you to hold that thought. We're going to ask you to hold that thought just for a second. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to go to 954-547.
I'm really, like, upset that everyone that's good is gone. That's why they left North Broward Truck to begin with. And now he's stuck with a team full of...
All right. We got some feedback on that end. 954-547. It sounds like you're listening to the radio at the same time. We're not able to get you in. We'll try you again. We'll try to come back to you. Let's go all the way to West Palm Beach once again. Let's go to 561-596. 561-596. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Hi. Thank you. It's Andrea from Delray Beach, Florida. Can you hear me?
Yes, Andrea. Thank you for joining us, Andrea. Andrea, what are your thoughts on tonight's topic?
I agree with Latia. It's like sometimes people just need that sounding board, and the questions will help them reach their own conclusion. But sometimes, you know, you can't even begin to help a person if you don't stop to listen to fully understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't listen to respond. We have to fully be able to understand. So if you're not listening, you can't help me anyway, you know. So.
Right. So in the case with Carl and his brother Frank, with his wife Daisy interfering, I mean, she got upset, and I'm trying to figure out why she got upset, and now she's taking it personally. But I mean, he's not getting a fair chance. What would you tell Carl if that was Carl or your brother to tell his wife who's constantly interfering? What would you ask him to tell her, because he can't make her do anything? What would you tell him in a gentle way, that, you know, he just needs her to listen.
Right, that he just needs her to listen. I think that's a great start. Sometimes, especially for people that we care about, we're so passionate about them that we want to help them and we want them
mm-hmm.
to hear us. But you know, we don't always work through the thing like everybody else. We're all different. So I just start right there to say, you know, I just needed to listen. That's it. But I understand that, you know, you care. I understand you care. I just need you to listen. That's it. Just voice what you need.
Okay, so, all right, let me go back at you, Andrea, just for a second and ask you this question. Why do some people always think that they can fix your problem and they're not a therapist? You know, you're not paying for it. Then why go to them anyway? Why is Frank going to Carl and his wife and telling this business in front of her, knowing that she's going to interrupt him? Why is he doing that?
That's another thing. I think that's a whole other issue. For us,
okay.
We, you know, I think there's a good thing in us wanting to understand each other. And some, you know, you don't want to feel like you're in the world alone. I happen to be a Christian, and I stay in the practice of, if there's something going, and I'm also an introvert, so I get power from within. So I'm not going to go to someone first. First, I'm going to be talking to God within myself. But sometimes people need to feel like someone else understands. So they're going to go to that person. But you have to be careful when you have someone else in the room, because you're opening yourself up to their opinion as well.
Okay. All right. Let me bring my featured guest in tonight. Nicole, we're going to bring you back in. I got to ask you this question. And
okay.
The fact of the matter is, here it is.
Listen, Linda.
that's what you want to be able to tell. So that's what you were pretty much, I mean, how do you break it off? Daisy is upset. She's clearly upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's, after all, it's her house along with her husband, and the Frank
mm-hmm.
is the brother coming in with his problems, his issues. I mean, come on, now she's upset. You know, you've heard the expression, happy wife, happy life. I mean, doesn't this kind of put Carl in a kind of awkward situation because she's mad with Carl's brother and, you know, but she's getting on his nerves. What are you doing, Nicole?
Sounds like Family Feud, you know. We need to get Steve Harvey. You know, it's not like Family Feud going on. I'm not sure, like, why he came there, like, if he knows she's like that, but he has to be affirmed. That's his love language. I'm hearing that he wants to communicate with them even though he has to get it out. So it's affirmation. He has to be affirmed. He has to be heard. That's his love language. He's going to his brother, and his brother's wife happened to be there, and she chimes in. And that's her personality, and, you know, he can't really control her because that's her thing. She's going to rattle off. She's going to give her opinion. And by now, he should know that. But he still keeps coming back, so he must like to hear a little bit of her opinion, or a lot of her opinion, if he keeps coming back. You know?
We're going to ask you to stand by, Nicole. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. We're going to try to get all of you all back in. Plus, we're asking you all to send in your comments. We're going to start taking the comments earlier tonight because we run out of time so quickly. Let's go all the way to South Florida, 305-978. Who do we have on the air with us this evening, and welcome? All right, 305-978, you're live on the air. Who do we have with us? All right, we'll come back to that party. Let's try to go once again to 954. Let's go to 954-547. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have with us? 954-547. Okay, we're not able to get to that one. All right. Let's go back. Let's bring in Deacon Anderson. Deacon Anderson, let's bring you back in and ask this question. How would you handle a situation if someone simply called you just to listen? Let's say it was your child. You got a child that's just going through some stuff, a teenager, and they really are pouring it out on you, and it's been going on for about a week. What would you do? I mean, would you try to give advice? When you can see that you can feel their passion for what they're telling you, what would you do in a case like that, if anything?
Well, first of all, I'll try to get to understand the situation by listening. See, we tend to, as adults, just put it this way, as children, they're going through a lot in this generation and age. You don't know what these kids are doing when they leave you, you know. So if an individual calls me and they say, well, Deacon Anderson, can I talk to you? You got time? I say, I got all the time in the world. Okay? First of all, we got to listen. We have to listen as adults. We have to listen because when a kid leaves you after a day, a school or what have you, or you had those kids in your custody, you don't know what they go through. You don't know what they go through at home. So you have a lot of kids that don't want to go home. So you have to listen, and I mean you really have to listen. And then once you listen, you got to analyze the situation. You know, it's called common psychology. You have to listen, and then you analyze the situation. Then you come back, then you ask questions before you give your solution. You understand?
Okay.
So it's the same thing how the police do it, the FBI does. You know, you have to listen. That is a key to communication. Very big key.
Let me bring, Deacon Anderson, we appreciate that. Lakia, let's bring you back in. Now, I'm going to ask a couple of you all, is there a difference between listening and hearing? Lakia, let's start with you. I mean, when somebody says, are you listening? You know, and it seems like they're not focusing on what you're saying, and you want to turn around and say, are you listening to me? So is there a difference, Lakia, in listening and hearing?
There certainly is. it certainly is, because mm-hmm. you can be hearing a person talk and not understand what they're saying. And usually right. your affect, you know, just if you're in front of a person can tell by your eyes, by how you're, you know, sitting, you know, just if this person is literally listening, you know, and even on the phone, you know, you can kind of sense if a person is really listening. And they can be like, they could say something like, you understand what I'm saying? And you can be like, oh, yeah, I do. You're just hearing. You're not listening. Listening, you're downloading the information. Hearing, you're just making yourself available to hear their sound and what they're saying, but you're not, you know, receiving what they're saying. And so there is a big difference.
And I certainly agree with that, because hearing is just like you said. It's, you know, the art of perceiving sound. But when
yeah.
you're listening, it does require focus. So, Lakia, thank you for that. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go all the way to Alabama. We're going to go to 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. And who do we have in your live?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Jack, thank you for joining us. Jack, is there any value, in your opinion, on people just simply listening? Just to listen. That's all. Just listen.
Well, I will say this. There is value in just listening. Most time people don't want to hear what you have to say. You know, all that stuff we see on television, you know, it's not accurate, where you find people are talking to people and the person that's supposed to be listening is really listening. Because in real life, that doesn't happen. For the most part, people don't want you telling them what to do, or they don't even want your advice. They want to experience life on their own. But let me just share this with you. There is value in listening, because as a chaplain, I took a lot of courses in chaplain, and that was the chaplaincy, rather. And that was what they taught us a lot. They say, now, you're not going in there and sitting with someone and thinking you know everything. You're going in there, you just sit down, and you need to be a listening ear. They just want to bounce a lot of things off of you. Don't go in there thinking that you're some type of God or something, that you're going to go in there and pray with them and make things right. You go in, you listen, because basically that's what people want, a sounding board where they can just share with you what's going on in their heart. Now, if they ask you certain things or they want you to do something, they will say that to you. Well, I want you to pray with me, or I want you to do that. But you don't go in there thinking you're some type of savior or whatever. You go in there with an open mind where you're ready to listen.
So Jack, let me ask you, as a chaplain, do you feel mm-hmm. the urge sometimes that you want to jump in and fix it for them when you feel in your heart that I got the answer to this? Do you have that urgency?
Not since I took those 4 units, CPE units, where that was the bulk of the conversation, the bulk of our studying, making sure that you're a sounding board. We did a lot of things. We had to go to a lot of clients and by way of hospitals and hospice and places like that, even at schools. And we would sit there and we would just listen to them, let them, because they're going to pour out their heart to you. That's what they want. They don't want someone coming in and saying, well, I'm going to fix this. I'm hurting. I want you to listen to why I'm hurting. So that's basically what we did. So now that I've taken those classes, those units of CPE units and all, I don't think I can fix it. I just go in there with an open mind, and if they ask me something and they want me to pray with them, I'll do that. But otherwise, I'm just there just listening to them. And I might sit there for 45 minutes just listening to them. And then they may not ever say to me, well, I want you to talk. They may say to you at the very end, well, can you just pray with me? They just want you to hear them out. They just want, and that's for the most part. And now mm-hmm. I get it now. I really understand it. I didn't understand that before. I felt the way that you said in the beginning, that I can go in there, I'm a fixer for them, because I'm going to pray with them and everything's going to be all right. But no, that's not what they want all the time. Sometimes they want to talk about sports. Sometimes they want to talk about something totally different than what's going on in their life. So you have to be there to listen. And that's what you learn when you're taking chaplaincy classes.
So in essence, there is value in listening. Let's try, Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by for us just for a second. Let's go and see if we can get back in to 305-978. It's the caller there. 305.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Natalia. I'm sorry I'm coming in late.
Okay, Natalia. Thank you for joining us,
yes.
Natalia. We're trying to get your... Natalia, just let me ask you, is it that important that people just listen without constantly talking and interrupting and thinking that you can fix everybody's problems when sometimes people have more problems than anybody else?
I think it's very important that that you become someone's sounding board, that you learn how to listen. Like the gentleman said before and the young lady said before, when you listen to one, then mean you're downloading what they're saying. And you're taking it into your data bank, and you're storing it. So once you hear what they have to say, you know how to better process it later. The gentleman just said that he is a chaplain. I'm also a certified Christian chaplain, and went through a lot of extensive training. And one of the main things that we did learn as a chaplain, he said, is to listen. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. A lot of times people just want to know, sometimes they just need to have somebody there that they can just vent. They can just, let it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that you have, that you acquire good listening skills. Because sometimes, you might say, well, like she said, did you hear me? No, yeah, I heard you. Okay, what did I say? Are you able to repeat back what I said if you heard what I said?
Uh-huh. But some people,
someone may say, well, what did you say? You wasn't listening. You heard what I said, but you wasn't listening. Because if you heard
what
I said.
Right. So, Natalia, let me ask you this.
Because if you're listening to what I said, then I want to repeat myself.
Right. So, Natalia, let me ask you this here, if you're listening to me, right? What happens?
I'm listening to you.
Okay. What happens when, and this is for you and Jack. What happens when, as chaplains, when the person is really, you're sitting there and they want to know, you're looking at them, you may or may not be taking notes. In a lot of cases, you're not taking notes, but you're looking at them, or you might start to look at a picture because they're so redundant and it's a little boring, and the human element starts to set in, and you're trying to give it your best, but you start to yarn. And then the person says, well, are you listening? And just like you said, Natalia, and they want to know, well, what did I just say? Let me start with Jack. Jack, if that were to happen to you, how would you handle that?
Can I comment on what you just said?
Okay, I was going to Jack, but apparently you weren't listening to Natalia, but that's all right. We'll bring you in. Go ahead, Natalia.
No, you just said something. Usually when I'm sitting and I'm listening to someone, I give them my undivided attention. I don't think they're boring. I don't yawn because I realize that, what they have to say to me is important. And and it's crucial. It takes a lot for someone to be able to open up and really express how they really feel to someone. If you say you're a chaplain, they never met you before. So it takes a whole lot for someone to even gain your trust, just to be able to open up and to express how they really feel. So no, I wouldn't consider it being boring or that. Because my mindset is not there. My mindset and my main concern is for the individual that I'm there to listen to.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Natalia. Jack, let's go to you. Have there been situations where the human element comes in and you get a little bored because they're redundant in what they're saying, and, they're wondering if you're really listening?
Well, let me just share this with you now. I'm telling you, man, that year and a half that I took those 4 units, I learned a whole lot. And you mentioned something about writing things down. When you're doing a verbatim, you're not allowed to write anything down while you're in the presence of those individuals. You have to wait until you get to yourself, and then you're able to write things down and all. But now, as far as being a sounding board, I definitely am a sounding board, and I don't go in there with anything else on my mind except for just to listen to them and let them share what's on their heart. Like the young lady said, I process all that information. I'm trying to retain as much as I possibly can because I'm going to write a lot of things down after I leave there. So I'm just listening. Now, what was your question there again? Now about something.
If it appears that the human element is setting in because they're redundant, and it seems that you drift off, You know, how do you respond to that?
Okay, now, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. They're not gonna
it is. I realize. I know.
Sometimes they may be, they may have dementia. So they forgot that they said with it, just like I did just a few months ago. I forgot what you said. So they're going to be redundant.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
They're going to be redundant. So now, I have one purpose when I go in there, just to listen to them. They ask me something, I'm ready to respond. But they are
going
to be redundant.
They're going to what?
They're going to be redundant. They're going to repeat the things that they said because they're trying to get their message across. The other thing is they might have some slight dementia or something at all. So they're going to repeat some of the things that they've already said, just like we do. And we may not even have dementia, but we repeat things because we forget what we said.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me go back up here. Let me bring Nicole. Let me bring you in. I got to bring you back in here. And I want to ask this question. When you're listening to one of your friends, has this ever happened to you? You're listening to one of your friends, and they're giving you their sad, sob story. And, I mean, I don't mean to make it funny, but the way that they kind of say it, I mean, they're serious about it, but it makes you turn around and laugh, and it can be offensive. Has that ever happened to you, Nicole?
A life group leader, and I led many different ages and age groups. And when people come, like they said, the chaplain, you're in that mindset of listening. I mean, that's my personality where I can listen to what they say and hear, but that's what I'm asked to do. They pull me aside. I know that's what they want. And when it gets redundant, I know that they're getting nervous. I know they're getting tired. I know that they're shook up. And if it's something that I may, you know, find humor, I just can't laugh because, you know, they're so serious about it. And maybe afterwards, like, you know, me to talk about it, like, after it's done, we can maybe laugh about it. But at that moment, you know, I could not laugh. But if it's something that I found humorous, I would have to mention to them, like, you know, much later. But people are coming to you for advice. They want to know, you know, they're coming to seek, you know, for that listening ear. And every personality is different, you know. Every personality is different. As a person, as a listener, I'm trying to listen like, you know, that's what they want. You know, interrupting they don't want because you can't get that edge in. You know that you can't get that. You can't, you know, you can't get anything in. So you know when it's time to listen because there's no talking in between. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, Lakia now, let's bring you in. Lakia, I mean, come on, really. I mean, let's just look at this. Someone is saying something and they're going overboard, you know, with redundancy. And so you don't mean to laugh, but you're sitting there and it's like, you know, that person has, wait a minute, I don't mean to laugh. They've worn out your last nerve with this issue. I mean, they said the same thing 17 times. Come on, Lakia. The human element will set in. How do you deal with that?
Look, I done dealt with that a whole bunch of times. I'm going to tell you how I dealt with it. I just said, honey, you okay? I'm like, honey, you okay? Because you done said that about 4 times. I want to make sure I'm tracking. You know what I mean? And that's my personality. Like, maybe I want to make sure I ain't get lost. Now, I just heard you say that 4 times. That must have meant something to you. That you know, that must have left something on you that you had to say it 4 or 5 times. Now, the person say, oh, I didn't realize that. Because I say that a lot. Like, my friends will say, girl, they'll tell me last week, girl, I punched that girl in the mouth. You know, I'm just giving an example. And then she'll come the next day. Girl, I punched that girl in the mouth. I said, you told me that already. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, girl, yeah. Girl, remember when you had me over there talking for about an hour? You told me that already, you know? And I'm going to tell you something. The human side, it kicks in, I'm telling you. And sometimes, you know, not only do you laugh, but Dr. Walker, sometimes you might close that eye. You might fall asleep. You know, has that ever happened to anybody where you could be sitting and that person talking forever and you just fall asleep? I mean,
yes,
that happened to me on the phone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be on the phone with somebody, they crying, they talk for about an hour. Next thing you know, I wake up the next day, they're like, girl, I was saying hello, and you hung up on me. You fell asleep. All I heard was snoring. I'm like, girl, that must have been a good story. But
I do. We're gonna have all y'all stand by. We're gonna go. Listen, we got some comments that were coming to the studio, but let me bring Deacon Anderson back in. Jack and Natalia, we're gonna ask you to stand by because we want to come back to you. Deacon Anderson, how can you avoid this human element when they're just wearing out your nerves? Like, you might even have to go to the bathroom, but you're sitting there trying to be professional.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know, man. And I understand where the lady come from. That has happened to me several times. But, you know, you try with all your might. I mean, all God's might, not to, you know, criticize the individuals telling their story or what have you. But it's hard. It's really hard.
Right.
I mean, it's really hard. But how you would handle that, you just sit there and listen. You know,
you
the key to it is just listening. You know, if
right.
they didn't ask you for your opinion, don't give it. Even though you in your right mind, be like, this dang old person is crazy. You know, this person's going to lose
right.
his mind. They done told me this about 4 or 5 times. You know?
Okay.
But,
right.
Doc, until they ask you for your opinion, don't give it. Because you don't know what state of mind they are in at that time. They just want somebody to have a tentative ear.
I certainly agree with that. We'll ask you to stand by. Let's try this caller again. They've been trying to get through 954-547. Is the caller there? 954-547. Okay, no. Let's go back. Let's bring in Jack. Natalia, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to bring you in just a second. Jack, we're finding, and you said it earlier, that a lot of people don't really want to listen to what you have to say. But let me ask you this here. I'm finding that typically a lot of young people, there's an old saying that if you want to know something, ask a teenager. They know everything. But when it comes to the wisdom of older people, and they're trying to tell young people how to avoid certain traps or getting themselves in trouble, why is it, in your opinion, that some young people just don't want to listen? I mean, this seems to be this generation that seems to be more common than not. Why do you think that is?
Well, because they feel like, experience is the best teacher. They want to learn by their own experience. And sometimes they will say that. I want to go through life and learn on my own. Dad or mom or friend or whatever, didn't you experience life? Didn't you make mistakes? I'm going to make mistakes. And I understand that. I mean, you are going to make mistakes and all. But I don't want you to go down that same road that I went down if you can learn from it and all. But I will be able to share it with you and all. But just like you said, for the most part, the young people today, they don't want to hear anything that older people have to say because they think they have all the answers because they're young. They're watching the social media. They're watching television and all those different things that's out there and all. And they think those things have the answers for them and all. So that's why they're not listening to the parents. They're not listening to adults because they feel like they got it all together. But I wanted to comment on something earlier that you said because I know that this is an elderly lady, but she's a really good friend of mine, and we work together at a school. And now that she's up there in age, every time I call her, she's repeating the same thing. It's like I got to hear this all over. You're talking about redundancy. I got to hear it all over again. And before she even starts, I know what she's going to say. She's going to talk about her experience with these young guys in her neighborhood and all and how she had to knock one out and all of that. And so I'm hearing the same thing. And I said, you've told me that before. I think she's told me this about 10 times in a row. Our conversation
right.
starts off with her telling me about those different things, dog. So, like I said, I think there's a slight dementia problem there and all.
Okay.
But as far as redundancy,
right.
you're going to hear a lot of that.
Okay. All right. Natalia, let's bring you in and ask you. We're going to start taking some of the comments because we're 14 minutes outside of closing the show tonight. This male writes in, and he says, in reference to tonight's topic, is there really value in listening? He says, I had to learn this the hard way after 2 failed marriages. I learned that sometimes a woman just simply wants you to listen to her. I need to probably ask Deacon Anderson or Jack, is that such a thing? A woman just simply wants you to listen to her? But we're going to ask you, Nathalia, what do you think? Sometimes a woman just wants to be heard. Nathalia, she's probably not.
Let's go to you, Jack.
Jack, let's go to you and ask you that same question. Jack, is it sometimes a woman just simply wants to be heard?
Well, I think a woman needs to be seen and not heard. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Cut you on that one, Jack.
Oh, Lord.
I think a lot of times, we do know this now, this is a fact, that women are very emotional and all. And a lot of times they got a lot going through their head, a lot of things that they're thinking about, and they just want to have a sounding board, somebody just to listen to them and all. And I guess just be there just to encourage and just to, you know, for them to find some type of solace or whatever. So you're there for them when they started raveling off a lot of different things. You don't have to say a word, just listen. And sometimes you just need to be there just to cuddle them, to hug them, just make them feel good about themselves and all. So, yes, I do find that to be true. Women do just want to be heard a lot of times.
All right, let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's go to 919. Looks like North Carolina. We're hoping that you're safe in the storm and hopefully it hasn't come your way. 919-494, who do we have with us and you're live?
Yes, this is Christy. How's everybody doing this evening?
Christy, we're doing good.
Fine.
How's North Carolina,
Christy?
Yes, we are
facing the storm. It's on the coast right now, so it's supposed to hit us more so tonight, hopefully, if it's God's will. But I'm just trusting God that everything will be fine. Yes, I am prepared, of course, as we have to be prepared. But I'm hearing you saying about women, you know, how women just want to be heard, and, you know, is it a fact that women, you know, men should listen to women? Is it just about
right.
women? Or I think men want to be heard as well. You know, we both should be heard when we're talking to our either significant other or our spouse or, you know, or whatever. But if, to me now, it's not just being heard. You could tell your spouse, you know, what's what, but if they're not willing to, if you're asking them something to do and they're not willing to do what you ask them to do, then something's wrong there. Yes, we want to be heard, and I think men want to be heard because, you know, it's a when you're in a marriage, you know, it's a two-party. It's not just one wanting their way or the other one wanting their way. You know, you got to come together and do what is right in both on both ends, whether it's a husband or a wife. And in reference to what Jack said and the other lady said about, you know, people rambling on about the same thing that they've told you before. And I'm glad that Jack did say, because I am a caregiver and I do take care of people with dementia. So in a lot of times, that's what's creeping in, and they don't even realize sometimes that they've already said that numerous times. You know, so it's like that could definitely be creeping in, and sometimes, of course, like with a lot of people, even those that don't have dementia, they don't want to admit that, you know, they have a problem, whether it's dementia or, you know, or an addiction or whatever the case might be, you know. But far as women wanting to be heard, yes, we do want to be heard, but we also want to be heard. And if it's something that your wife or husband is asking you something to do, not just be heard, but also, as the Bible says, be hearers of the word and also doers of the word.
Okay, all right. Christy, let me just ask you this while I've got you on. You mentioned spouse, and I want to ask you this question. One of our comments that came in says that why is it that women, you know, in terms of listening, they don't just listen, but they think that they can fix the man. He writes in this, and he wants to know, why do women always think that they can fix the man, like to recreate him and as if God didn't do enough? Christy, what do you think about that for this guy? That wrote that comment? What do you think about that?
You know, we as women, we have been wrong in a lot of cases of thinking, and just like I say, thinking that we could fix a man. The only person that could really help each one of us is God above and the Holy Spirit.
Right.
If the Holy Spirit cannot convict the person to want to change, then they're not going to change. And we're definitely not God, so we definitely cannot change them. You know, grown people, you know, we can't change anyone. We can only pray for them, and hopefully they be convicted by the Holy Spirit to want to change. If you say that you love a person, husband or wife, and they ask you something to do within reason, and you realize, you know what, they're right. So if you truly, truly love that person, then you're going to make a change in that area. You know, if it's going to better your relationship or whatever, then you should be willing to make a change. If you're not willing to make a change, then that's saying, hey, I don't care about what you say. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And is that right?
Okay. All right, Chris, we're going to ask you to stand by. Oh, we're like 8 minutes outside of closing the show tonight. Let me go with, let me bring Nicole in. Nicole, this comment comes in. This female, she says, is there really value in listening? There is really value in listening, she says, if some people would do just that with the two ears and one mouth that God gave us. What do you think? She says, we got the two ears and one mouth that God gave us if people would just listen. What are your thoughts on that, Nicole?
I have to bring it around to reality. Everybody isn't a listener, and we're going to have people like, you know, like your Daisy. You're going to have your Daisies. They're going to come in. They're going to chime in. They're going to try to fix you. They're going to say, look, I got problems of my own. You listen, 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 and they're not going to want to hear what you have to say. There's a lot of people, you notice every day you walk by somebody and you say, hey, how you doing? And how you doing is gone. It's all the way around the corner, and you don't know how the person is really doing. A lot of people don't listen from every day, from listening, sitting somewhere. You can say, how's your day-to-day? Fine, and that's it. We're not really listening. And that's just something with the distractions, the cell phones, the, the strolling and thumbing, the Facebook and the Instagramming, just listening. And it's just something, a struggle of, you know, what we struggle with as a whole, as people. And it's just being focused, not on selfless focusing on someone other than just yourself, you know?
Oh, that sounds very powerful. It really does. We're going to go to Lakia, bring her in, and then we're going to go back to Natalia. Jack, we're going to bring you back in just a second. Lakia, I want to ask you this question. You know, when it comes to listening, why is it that, you know, in the mornings we go to work or we go somewhere and we say, hey, how you doing? Just like Nicole just said, how you doing? And people are like, fine, and you, when they know they got all kinds of problems going on inside. Why are we lying when we say fine and you? What's going on?
Yeah,
is it that we don't
lying.
Think people have time to listen to our problems? What?
That too. So we lie, and some people like to put a front to make people think that everything is okay. Maybe they're ashamed of what's going on in their lives. You know, maybe they feel like people don't have time. And it's not even so much. Some people just really do a lot of self-rejection versus, you know, people feel like, you know, nobody's going to care about how I feel, or I'm the only one going through this, so I'm good. And I can speak on it because I used to be like that. You know, so strong where nobody could help me until I came to a place where I had to open my mouth and say, I need help, you know. And so, you know, even if there's some people listening on this show today, there's always someone willing, you know, to hear what you have to say. You know, don't ever feel like you're the only one going through something, and don't feel like, you know, that you're the only one that experienced that, what you're going through. And so I think that's the issue with why people, you know, lie and say, I'm doing good. I do it all the time. I'm good. I'm good. Knowing darn well, I ain't good. You know, you know what I mean? I could be tired. I could be going through something. And I think people are just used to that because it's what we want to portray versus just being real.
But so, Lakia, aren't you the one that's from the online Christian radio station that, you know,
yes,
living?
Yes, sir.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just messing with you.
But
that's good that you brought that up, because most of the people who say I'm good are those that you may hear all the time, see on TV, you know, and you think because of what you see on the outside, you believe when they say they good. So
right.
next time, just maybe take a little extra moment, just even ask the person that you may think that is out there doing big things. Just say, how you doing today? You know, no, really, how you doing today? You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's a good
thing
you brought that up.
Right. So when Wendy Williams of the Wendy Williams Show, so when she say, how you doing?
How you
say
doing?
That from him. How you doing, right? Does she really mean that?
Yeah, she mean it because she want to get the gossip. She want to get the gossip. She want to get the juice.
She
want
it.
She wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's bring Nathalia back in. We're gonna try to get through three more comments. We got about 3 minutes, so we're gonna ask you all to please be brief. Nathalia, this man writes in. He says, "I wish women would do more listening." Wow, this is deep. He says, "I wish women would do more listening than complaining about what men don't do. If they did, perhaps we would do more listening to them." He says, "After all, we all need someone to listen to, especially our significant other." Wow. Nathalia, are you ready for that one?
I think it worked both ways.
Okay.
Like the lady said,
he sounds angry.
Who?
The man. He says he thinks women should do more listening than complaining. And
well,
then we might.
It depends on the situation. It depends on the individual. You know,
right.
we don't know why she's complaining.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a
we
good
don't know
point.
Why she's complaining. You know, we don't know. You know, we're not there in a situation. You know, because I've learned there's always two sides to a story.
Mm-hmm. Three, in fact. You're right. You're right. The truth.
Yeah. So, you know,
yeah.
And that might be a reason why she's complaining. Maybe because he's not the man that she thought he was.
Okay, Miss Nathalia, that was. That is deep.
She's trying to turn him into it.
Okay. So, you know, so and that's the reason why he put her out there, but he's not saying, you know, what his part is in all of this.
And the representative, look, the representative showed up. That's to the representative, you know.
Jack, I want to bring you in as a chaplain and ask you this.
We don't know the whole story. Everybody has a story.
Everybody has a story. You're right. We're almost out of time. Jack, I want to bring you in.
And we don't know what his really is.
Right. Jack, we're going to bring you in and try to ask you. I almost forgot my thought. I think I did.
Will you
listen? Jack, I was trying to. Jack, gosh, let me give him this other comment and see if I can think about the thought. It escaped me. All right, here it is. This female, she says, there could be value in listening if men would simply they're always attacking men, it seems. There could be value in listening if men would simply just do that and not try to fix every problem when you talk to them. Jack, she's saying that men try to fix every problem. Is that true?
Well, I know I don't try to fix every problem because I know that I can't. Because
right.
everything that I do, I put before the Lord, and I ask him to direct my path. So I don't try to fix every problem. Now, if you come to me, for the most part, I am a sounding board. I want to hear what your concerns are. If you have a situation, because we're supposed to be our brother's keeper, so if you have a concern, you can share that information with me, and I'll give you my opinion, because everything is subjective anyway. So if you want to hear what I have to say, then I'll share with you. But for the most part, if you don't, you just want me to listen, I'll listen. But I'm not a do-it-all. I'm not the savior. I'm not here to fix everybody's problem. I'm here to assist in any way that I can. So if you want me to share my thoughts on whatever problem that you're going through, then I will. But I always have to pick everything before. Now, that's me. That's my take. I have to pick everything before the Lord. I do that. I pray about every situation that comes towards me. I have to pray about it first.
All right. We got about 30 seconds, you all. Chrissy, and then I want to ask each one of you all just for 10 seconds or less. Chrissy, but this one here for 15 seconds or less, quickly. This new message says, listening is a really important factor in any relationship, especially marriage, where you are more prone to see other see each other every day. In my opinion, if you have not learned to listen, you will always have problems in your relationship. Chrissy, how true is that? If you haven't learned
definitely
to listen.
Definitely true. Yes, definitely true. If you're not listening and then taking heed to what the person is saying and then, again, acting on what the person is saying, if they're asking you something, you know, whether it's your opinion or just to do make a change in a situation, if you're listening, really truly listening, you're going to make that change. So definitely,
okay.
I just want to share this here briefly. Yesterday, I had to take someone to see a nurse, and that nurse, this nurse has never pulled out her heart to me before like that. She was going, and she just said she needed someone to listen. And I sat right there, and I was giving her some good, you know, good advice, spiritual advice to her. And we talked for a long time, and she had never poured out her heart to me, at least. And I felt at that, and which I do know at that moment, she needed someone to hear her because she was really hurting.
Wow. So, Chrissy, in 5 seconds or less, just give us a thought. Is there value in simply listening? 5 seconds or less.
Yes. Yes, it's definitely a value in listening. Yes, that goes for
okay.
men and women, any and everybody.
Okay. All right, Jack, let's go to you. 5 seconds or less because we're really out of time. They're threatening me over here. We got to get close the show out. Jack, is there value in listening and why? Just quickly.
100%. Because the more you listen, the more you're going to learn.
Okay, Natalia. Is there value in listening? 5 seconds or less.
Yes, I agree. 100%, because a lot of times people are crying out for help. It's a cry for help.
Okay. Lakia.
So it's very important to have a listening ear. Yes.
5 seconds or less. Lakia, 5 seconds or less. Is there value in listening?
Yes. When you listen, you can communicate better.
Okay. The final word will go to Nicole, my featured guest for the evening, and thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us. Is there value? Wrap us up, Nicole, wrap us up in 10 seconds or less. Is there value in simply listening?
Yes, listening. It could be a love language. You've been able to affirm the other person. You know, it's always loving on a person. You know, love is patient. Love is kind. It's not jealous. It's not boastful. It's not arrogant. And we just have to love on each other by listening to each other and reaching out to each other and affirming each other. It's very, very, very important.
All right. Thank you. And I know we're clearly out of time. Listen, join us back here next week when the topic will be, you don't want to miss this one. Do people genuinely care what you are doing? Do people genuinely care how you are doing? If you choose to bypass next week, join us here tomorrow night for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, you choose to bypass that. Join us back here next Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m., for Do People Genuinely Care How You Are Doing? You don't want to miss that show. Until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker. God bless.
Good night.